Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about the link between body temperature and depression, how taking the polar bear plunge could soothe symptoms of menopause, and a new sticker that can detect organ failure.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity.
A new study has found a significant link between body temperature and depression.
Okay, I have to process that for a second because the implications seem really big. Would that mean that you could take somebody's temperature and assess their emotional health?
Well, that's a great question. So in short, not exactly. This finding won't likely lead to more diagnostic tools, but it could be a really interesting new tool in the treatment of depression. So let's talk about the study because it was huge.
Okay, that's good. Huge studies tend to lead to better results, right?
Yes, and this one looked at data from more than 20,000 people who tracked their body temperatures and their symptoms of depression every day for about 7 months. The study spanned 106 countries, so it was really a massive, diverse undertaking. And the key finding was that as the severity of depression symptoms increased, so did body temperature.
Wow, so the implication is that somehow one thing is connected to the other?
That's right. To add an extra little twist, they also found a trend indicating that people whose body temp had less fluctuation over the course of a day might have higher depression scores. They were quick to note that this link wasn't statistically significant, but the overall finding that those with symptoms of depression had higher temperatures held solid.
So then if you have symptoms of depression, then the treatment would involve cooling you down. So is a viable treatment for depression just taking the polar plunge?
Okay, so you would think so, but actually it's just the opposite.
You mean the treatment for having a high body temperature is to make it even higher? I'm not following.
Okay, I was pretty surprised by this too. The researchers say that the findings actually suggest that heat-based treatments are the way to go. Like, think hot tubs or saunas.
How can that be?
So heating the body like that can actually stimulate the body's own self-cooling mechanisms. In other words, dipping your body in an ice bath will lower your temperature for a little while, but sitting in a hot tub for a while tricks your body into cooling itself off, which could lead to a prolonged lowering of body temp, which could last longer.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. So did the study indicate causation?
Like, did the higher body temperature cause depression? No, they're still working on the mechanisms that link high temp and symptoms of depression. But the bigger thing here is that simply understanding a link exists can open up a whole new world of really non-invasive and natural treatments that could potentially help change the lives of millions.
I mean, the idea that a novel treatment for something as tough to treat as depression could be just a steam room away is pretty enticing.
Does that mean if I tell my doctor I have depression, he can get me a prescription health insurance covered hot tub?
And, I mean, all signs point to yes.
Note, this is not actual medical advice.
Researchers have found a pretty cool way to potentially help menopausal women improve their overall health and well-being. But it's not just cool, it's cold. Think polar bear plunge.
Huh. I've read about all the, you know, the positive effects of dipping in ice-cold water. Are you saying it also helps with the effects of menopause?
Well, that's what a group of researchers wanted to know. So you're totally right. There has been a lot of research tying an icy plunge to all kinds of benefits. It's thought to trigger the release of endorphins, which can reduce stress and make you feel pretty good. It's associated with strengthened immune systems, fewer respiratory infections, lower blood pressure, and even better cholesterol levels over time.
All right. I've read that it potentially helps with pain management and improves circulation and even gives your immune system a boost. Gotta say, I'm usually pretty skeptical of cure-alls like this, but the immediate effects of taking a plunge in ice water are so dramatic that it seems like there could be something to it.
And right. When you hop into cold water, your whole world changes pretty fast. So with all of those potential benefits, the researchers wanted to know if there were any benefits that were specific to women who are going through menopause.
On the surface, at least, so many of the benefits we've already listed treat symptoms that could be associated with menopause, right?
Oh, totally. Menopause, as we all probably know, is that time after a woman stops menstruating. It causes a lot of hormonal shifts that can have huge impacts on health and well-being and can cause things like anxiety, mood swings, and hot flashes.
So how did they conduct the study? Just dip all the participants in icy water?
No, not exactly. They surveyed over 1,000 women, nearly 800 of whom were going through menopause, and all of whom regularly took the icy dip. They found that almost half of them reported reduced anxiety, about 35% said their mood swings improved, about a third experienced an upswing in mood, and a little over 30% found a decrease in hot flashes.
All right, what about the women surveyed who weren't going through menopause? Did they find similar benefits?
Yep, nearly half of those women reported benefits to their anxiety levels, mood swings, and irritability.
So knowing that there are other studies suggesting these benefits, it's not surprising that they found these results. That said, could the fact that this study was based on self-reporting cloud the results a little?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Like, women who choose to plunge their bodies in icy cold water obviously do so because they already find some benefit. So they could be biased in favor.
Well, and there's also the placebo effect, the idea that simply believing something is going to help you out makes you think it actually is, even if it doesn't have any measurable effect.
All of that is true. They would love to do more research for that exact reason. They also would like to know if the positive effects are verified and measurable, how long you need to swim to get the most out of it, or what water temperature you need to see the best results. But one certain takeaway from this is that if you can stand the cold and you're fed up with those side effects of menopause, the polar plunge could be worth a shot.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A group of engineers at MIT have built a sticker that can detect signs of diseases through the skin and can alert doctors to early signs of things like liver or kidney failure.
I'm sorry, did you say a sticker?
Yes, I don't know. I assume it will be like a little unicorn print, but no, it probably won't. To be more precise, it's a small ultrasound sticker about the size of a large postage stamp that sends sound waves into the body, which then reflect off of organs back to the sticker.
So is this a thing that everyone will be wearing in the future? Is this the next big sensor in our smartwatches?
Probably not. But the use case is kind of what makes this little stamp such a big deal. So generally, doctors are interested in monitoring our internal organs for a specific purpose, right? Like, unless you have a problem, there's generally no reason to monitor. But for people who, for example, are having kidney or liver issues, or who have recently received an organ transplant, monitoring is absolutely essential.
That makes total sense. So what exactly is the sticker sensing? I mean, how does it know if an organ is failing?
It's a good question. When an organ like the liver begins to fail, it becomes more rigid. Think of a healthy organ like it's a water balloon. An organ that is failing starts to become more like a soccer ball.
Got it. And sound waves will bounce off of a water balloon at a totally different rate than they'd bounce off of a soccer ball.
It's an easy way to imagine it.
Okay, but don't they already have some way to sense the rigidity of organs? I mean, ultrasonic devices have been around for a long time, right?
Absolutely. So current methods for monitoring an organ's stiffness require intermittent scans with a handheld device.
So doctors are only able to scan the organ every once in a while.
Yeah. When time is of the essence, you need more data, right? Like, this sticker allows doctors to continuously monitor organs in real time without the need to keep rechecking.
Wow. So that means any changes in an organ's function can be identified when it happens.
Exactly. So this might not end up as a feature on our smartwatches, but this definitely gives people who need it the power to address their health issues as soon as they come up. And that could save lives and make this type of healthcare more accessible, less intrusive, and just massively more efficient. Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. A groundbreaking study suggests a link between higher body temperatures and increased severity of depression symptoms.
A new study suggests cold water swimming could significantly ease menopausal symptoms like anxiety and hot flashes for many women. A refreshing dive could be a natural remedy for menopause's many challenges.
MIT engineers have unveiled a revolutionary ultrasound sticker small enough to fit on the skin that can continuously monitor internal organ stiffness, offering early detection of serious diseases like liver failure and tumor progression. Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Our Discovery executive producer is Dominique Vu. Our Wheelhouse DNA executive producer is Cassie Berman. This show is hosted by Callie Gade and Nate Bonham.
Our producer is Kiara Noni, and our associate producer is Kimaya Floyd. Writing is done by Sam Osterhout.
Sound design, audio engineering, and editing by Nick Karasimi.
I'm Nate Bonham.
And I'm Callie Gade. We'll see you next week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.